Okay, well, today's daf is daf Yud Beit, Shavua Tov, Masechet Brachot. The Korin Aseret HaDibrot, we're up to the two dots on Yud Beit, Amud Aleph, eight lines down. The Korin Aseret HaDibrot, Shema, V'hayim Shamoa, V'yomer, Emet V'yatziv, V'avodah, Birkat Kohanim. So as we saw earlier, that the Seder for the Kohanim was that they would have a different Seder since the times were different. Possibly they couldn't have said Yotzor, instead they didn't have time at that point. But in any event, they read the Aseres HaDibros, the three parashiyot of Shema. They had a special bracha of Avoda that then said Birkat Kohanim. I mentioned to you there's a big... I told you I wanted to talk to this chat. That Birkat Kohanim is a reference to not the actual Birkat Kohanim, which takes place later, after the later parts of the Avodah, as we saw in Tamid, but rather it's a reference to the words of Birkat Kohanim, the way we say Birkat Kohanim when there's no Kohen in the Beit HaKnesset. Others learn, the Rambam learned that it's Birkat Kohanim, that Nuscha, put together with Sim Shalom. Now others learn, the Rambam actually is the Sim Shalom, period, just Sim Shalom. Others learn it includes Birkat Kohanim, and we call Sim Shalom Birkat Kohanim because of the fact that it's Kavu in that fashion. In any event, the question is why they did this in the Beit HaMikdash, and we don't do it. I mean, if this is the Seder Hayom that they were koveh for the Kohanim, sounds like it would be a nice idea. They actually wanted to make such a takana all over, and that every day the Aseret HaDibrot should be read with a Kriyat Shema, and they canceled that takana. However, they canceled that out because the meaning would say that this lesson of Tar'omet also implies Orma, faker eye, looking for Tainas, always trying to find something. So they determined that setting aside specifically the Aseret HaDibrot would give rise to the belief that maybe the Aseret HaDibrot are unique in the Torah, because they were the only things that actually were given by God. The rest is sort of a rabbinic interpretation, and Moshe Rabbeinu was first rabbi, you know. That's one thing to hear it from God, it's another to hear it from Moshe. Therefore they canceled. By the way, based on, it's very interesting, based on this, the Rambam brings in the Tshuva, that the minhag that people have of standing up for the Aseret HaDibrot in Shul is a very bad minhag. Was actually based on the fact, it's very cute, that it was actually based on the fact that the Aseret HaDibrot was usually given as a kavod to a chacham. So since the chacham was reading, everybody stand up for the chacham, but people started to believe you're supposed to stand up for the Aseret HaDibrot. And the result of which is that there's people saying, you see, the Aseret HaDibrot are unique. And therefore, they're the only things that are special. By the way, the clear-cut raya, that they actually are unique, and have a different status than Kol HaTorah Kula, my father's atzal used to bring from the Nusach that we have in the Amidah on Yom HaShabbat, where we say, V'chein katuv b'toratecha. After bringing the Aseret HaDibrot, we say, V'chein katuv b'toratecha. What do you mean, V'chein? Aseret HaDibrot are also part of the Toratecha. It's clearly, there's two separate status, not Chas V'Shalom, in terms of being a chelek of what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but there's a unique status because of the nature of Brit that was made with the Aseret HaDibrot. In order to avoid the implications that the rest wasn't given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they canceled this takana. Tanin Ami Ochi, Rabbi Natan Omer, Biglulin Bikshu Likrot Kein, Elo Shekvar Biglulin Bipei Tar'omet Haminim. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, who was Rosh Hashiva in Sura, Sova LeMikveinu B'Sura, he wanted to be Koveya that in the Tvilah in Sura, and Rav Chista told him, no, they tried that elsewhere, and it was bad. And Kvar Biglulin Bipei Tar'omet Haminim. The Lashon of Kvar Biglum, Sonar Medayek, that actually this Takana had been made briefly and caused the bad results. So it wasn't just a theoretical concern, but rather they had tried it out and it didn't work. So when others wanted to be Metaken locally, they said, look, you know, it looks like a good idea on the surface. In fact, it's not a good idea. And the same thing happened with Amemar, who was in Narada. He wanted to be Koveid in the Seder HaTfil in Narada. Rav Ashi was there and warned him off as well. Klar bitlum mipnei tar omet haminim. U'b'Shabbat mosifim bracha achat l'mishmar hayotzei, we said. We're still continuing now the analysis of the Seder Hayom of the Kohanim, because we had brought it in order to prove whether the brachot, whether the ma'akvot, and so on. We got into that sugya. So meanwhile, we brought in this whole piece, and let's finish it off. What was that bracha? Is this that they had this particular bracha that was added? What was that bracha? And it's a little bit problematic because the bracha that the Gemara is about to bring is not a bracha, in the sense that it does not have a p'ticha or a siyum of Baruch. The question is whether we're missing something, but what it says over here is only that Mishmar HaYotzeh, this is how it's brought la'alakha, Mishmar HaYotzeh Omer LeMishmar HaNichnas, Mi Shishifen Et Shmo B'Bayit HaZeh Hu Yashkin Beneichem Ahava V'Yachva V'Shalom V'Re'ut, because they had the switchover of the Mishmar and Mid-Shabbat. And as we know, Kohanim are rather difficult to get along with, and especially when everybody's Kohanim, they're triply difficult to get along with. So the competition, you notice that none of the Kohanim showed up here today, but one. There's good reason for that, I assume. Huh? So they would actually murder the competition at times. I hope that's not why the others are missing. They'd actually murder the competition at times. And so they gave a brach after a week of working things out, that may God help you to have a little peace in this place here. Mokom Shomru Lahari. Remember, we mentioned a machlokus between the poskim. What exactly Laharich or the Katser means. Laharich, the way Rashi was learning, actually, the way both Rashi and Tosfos were learning, they'd used the word, they used not the word Laharich or the Katser differently, but rather the meaning of the halacha. Can you Mikatser and Laharich? They both understood Laharich or the Katser in terms of how long the bracha actually is, which is, as Tosfos points out, very problematic. What's the pshat? Achat katsar ve'achat aroch. Usually you're going to say that emed b'munah is long bracha, shkiven is a short bracha, but this points out there's times where we'll see later on in the Gemara, we change the nuscha and we make it very brief, the emunah, and there are times that we're mostly for all kinds of piyutim in the middle of brachot and yotzer or so on. It just can't mean that. So he learns that achat ve'achat means either or, not, you can make it long, you can make it short. But other Rishonim understand the idea of katsar and aroch as being well-defined, not this vague notion of how many words there are in. And rather, they learn that laharich is to have a ticha and a siyum, and the lekatsar is a bracha that either just begins with Baruch Atah Hashem or just ends with Baruch Atah Hashem. In which case, as the Rashba points out, the end of the Mishnah that says lachtom, in Roshay lo lachtom, and vice versa, is specifically a description about a bracha kitsura, which if it was meant to open with Baruch, then you shouldn't close it with Baruch. If it was meant to close with Baruch, you shouldn't open with Baruch. Mm-hmm. Both of them are a reference to a bracha that has only a pticha or a chatima. It doesn't mean turning it into a arosh, because that it already said. According to that pshat. By the way, the opening doesn't even make much sense, because the rest of this does not have anything to do on the surface with Bakom Shamru La'arich. It seems to be a printer's error. There are acronyms that talk about how you could fix this up and figure that there's some connection based on those sheets that say La'arich in terms of the Chatimah. But many have a different girsa here, which is the next piece, which is Lachtom, and Oshay Shalom Lachtom, which has more to do with the sugya that's coming. Now, it says in the Gemara, Pshita, Hekadu Kanatit Kasa Techamre B'yadeh, V'kasavet B'shichram, the siyem b'dechamra yatsa. I'm going to learn the sugya now according to Rashi, and when we go over it la'aloch, I'll bring you the other shitas here. Rashi's approach is that a person was in the middle of a bracha, and when he suddenly realized that he had started the bracha, and he said the bracha, and he suddenly realized that he was being mavarach at something other than what he was. What he thought he was going to be more. So Hecha de Kanokit, the guy is holding now a cup, Kasa de Chamra B'yade, a cup of wine, thinking that he's holding beer. Because Sarvat HaShifra, when he starts making a bracha, thinking that he's going to be drinking beer, Upotach Mevorech Adayte de Shifra, and he suddenly realizes, about to say, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shakol Niyeh B'dvoro, thinking it's beer, just in time he looks, realizes he's drinking wine, and he ends with Borei Pri HaGefen, V'siyem B'dechamra. The deal over there is that he was Yotze. And the reason that he's Yotze, clearly, is because even if he had originally, actually, set Shakol Niyeh B'dvoro on the wine, thinking that it's beer, wouldn't really have mattered. Because Imama Shakol Niyeh B'dvoro, you're Yotze on wine as well.
Because Shakol Niyeh B'dvoro is a general bracha, it's generic, and would be chal even on the wine, so what's the difference? There's no real contradiction between his opening thought and his closing words, even had they been the wrong ones. Okay. So the Akol Niyeh B'Dvaro, that's for sure. On all products listed above, where it lists the difference between fruits and wine and so on, you'd be Yotze. Question, what about the other way around? You're holding a cup of Guinness, and you assume that it's wine. And you start saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, thinking that you're going to end with the words, Bori Pri HaGefen. And then you realize, oh no, wait a minute, it's not wine after all. And you say correctly, Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro. Now the question is, so what would be the din? Would we go Batar Ikar Bracha Hashem, or do we go according to the beginning of the Bracha, which is its Ikar? And since at the time that you started making the Bracha, and you said the Shem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, you were thinking of the wrong Bracha, just because you fixed the closing words, it's not going to help, and you would not be Yotzeh. Or do we say that Batar Chatimah is Lina? We take a look at the reality of what it was that was said, and if you made the right Bracha in the end, that would be fine. Says the Gemara, Tashma, we should be able to bring a Raya now from exactly our Sugya in the Braitha that discusses a confusion of making the wrong Bracha of Kriyat Shema. So it says in the Braitha, if in the morning, Shachari, you started off thinking, Batar Yotzeh Or, you were going to say Yotzer, and instead you ended up closing with the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ma'ariv Aravim, you're not Yotzer. On the other hand, if you started off saying Hashem, B'Dvaro, Ma'ariv Aravim in the morning, and then you changed, and you were Mesayim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotzer Or, Baruch Koshek, and so on, so then you would be Yotzer. Whereas in the nighttime, the opposite would be true. You started off saying Ma'ariv Aravim, and you ended up by saying Yotzer Me'orot, Yotzer Or, then you would not be Yotzer. But on the other hand, if you started off thinking that you were going to say Yotzer Or Vorech Horshah, and you were Mesayim with Ma'ariv Aravim, you would be Yotzer. In other words, continues the Braita, Kolor Shadavar, the general rule is, it always goes according to the Chitur, and therefore in our case, it should be exactly the same. If you started off where you were about to drink beer, and you started off thinking that you're going to make a Bracha Bari Priya Gefen, which would not have been Yotzeh. As long as you close with the Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro, we should go according to the closing and everything should be good. Says the Gemara, no, there's a big difference. Shanei Atah. There's a difference in the case of Tefillah, because over there when you say the Birchot Kriyat Shema, you end by repeating Baruch Atah Hashem. So when you say Yotzeh Or, you don't say Yotzeh Or, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzeh Me'orot. When you say Ma'ariv Aravim, you don't just say Ma'ariv Aravim, you say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMa'ariv Aravim. And therefore, it may be that that's the only reason why it would be good. But when you're talking about Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro, there's only one Baruch Atah Hashem, which is at the beginning of the Bracha. Perhaps in that case, we only go according to the Iker Baruch Atah Hashem. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. This that you're telling me, it's not the same, only works out according to Rav. Rav says, Kol Bracha She'ein Ba, Hazkarat Hashem Eina Bracha. That if you don't say the Shem Hashem, it's not a Bracha. But as long as you said Baruch Atah Hashem, that's a full Bracha. So then, Shapir, you are absolutely correct in saying that we cannot prove from here what the din would be. But according to Yochan, who says a bracha that just says Baruch Atah Hashem is not a bracha. A bracha has to also have Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So Kol Bracha She'ein Bo Malchut is not a bracha. So how are you going to say that this is not a good proof? Ma'ikal Ameimar, the proof is an excellent proof. Because just because you said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, that cannot be the Ikar HaBracha because it didn't say Melech HaOlam. Well, okay, I'll tell you still, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not much of a proof. Because even the Yomer Rabba Barula, that Kidela has given me that Yom Balaila, me that Laila Bayom, that the reason that we mention Yigolal Ormit Nechoshev, and we mention Yotzor Vorek Choshev, and that means that we mention nighttime in the day and daytime in the night, it's because of that, that Kikoma Bracha Malchut Mikora Tavayoka. When you start off, either in the morning or the night, you are basically starting off with the intent to mention both day and night, and therefore it's not considered to be a violation of its beginning. Mashiach, in our case, we're saying Baruch Atah Hashem, which was supposed to be a Baruch Priya Gefen, that has nothing in common with the Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro. It's not with the intent of saying something that related to Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro.
The night in the day, and the day in the night, right? So we said that it's important to ask here, midat yom ba'layla, umidat layla b'yom. Therefore, whatever bracha you intend on making, when you start saying Baruch Atah Hashem, you're basically having in mind both Arvit and Shacharit, because you're saying, Golol Ormit Nechoshev V'Choshev Nehor, or you're talking about Yotzer Or of Orechoshev. So either way, you've got Choshev and Or, so you can't go wrong. It's sort of like a generic Shacharit up at the beginning.
And therefore you can't bring a raya from here, because kika amar bracha o malchut miikara, when you said that first Baruch Atah Hashem, it was a tarvayu kama anyway. It was going on both possibilities, either Yotzer or Ma'ariv Aravim. So whatever you end with is a thing that's definitive, and that's okay. But our question was, how about if the two don't match? You can't bring a proof from here, because it's always going to match. So do we have fun to bring another raya? We do. Toshma mi seifa. Take a look at the end. Kololosho, what do you need the end for? The rule is, I can figure that out myself. You're not adding anything unless you intend for me to learn out an additional case not specifically spoken of here. And what is that case? My law, the only other case it might be referring to is the case that you just raised, which is the Guinness wine case. Famous case, Sherlock Holmes dealt with that issue. And so, says the Gemara, no, not necessarily, because it may be coming to address another case that is similar, but nonetheless doesn't conclusively prove the case that is at hand. And I tell you, what it's talking about is a case of bread and dates. Meaning, what? Echidami, what's the case? I mean, you're talking about a man ate bread. Of course, we don't mean only a man. We're using man in the general sense here. A human. A human ate bread. Okay. Because Shabbat the Tamriach, oh, he thought he ate dates. Oh, it's a man, sorry. Upatach adaite the Tamri. Now he's going to start making a brocha krona, thinking that he ate dates.
Maybe it was date bread.
That must be it. Actually, it was only a suffix. What was the yikr? It was the lechem, the yikr. This is what happens when Richie is up.
At 3 hours of sleep this afternoon.
No, this is great. Keep it up. It's just we understand that it's dangerous to jab that adrenaline. I knew I shouldn't have done it. So what happens over here is the guy ate now his, I'm assuming that he ate bread. He thought he ate dates. He's about to now, his Baruch Atah Hashem, and he's about to make his bracha on Al Ha'etz, Val Priya Ha'etz. And then he ends up saying, Azanez Ha'olam Kolobetuvo, remembering that he ate bread. Well, wait a minute. So then Lechora, that is the case. That's our case. That's exactly our case, right? So what do you mean, no, it's to be marva bread and dates? I don't care if bread and dates are Guinness and wine. It's the same case. You're not going to be yotze on bread by saying an ala eitz, obviously. So this would be the equivalent of saying a bari priya gefen on a Guinness. So I understand what you're saying. No, it's not for that. No, I'm sorry. It's another case. Lotzricha, gugon dochal tami, actually he ate dates and he thought it was bread. So now he's about to say azanet olam, remembers that it was actually dates, and he says ala eitz val priya eitz, and it says over here that it's yotze. But you know why he's yotze? He's yotze because even if he would have said birkat hamazon on eating dates, he would have been yotze. Because if you make a birkat hazan on the eating of anything which is mezin, then it would be motziyu. So the case therefore is afigusim ben ham and amiyotz. Even if he had actually ended with hazanat olam, he would have been yotze. My taimra. Why is that? The Tamar named Nami Mezin Zaini, because dates also provide nourishment, and that's the point over here, is nourishment. That's the Birkat Hazan. So we're left here without a conclusive solution to our question, which leads to all types of halakhic issues, which we'll discuss on our Friday review. The specific nuschaot of the emet brachot are unique to morning and evening. Don't think that all that's important is that you said something like emet, whatever it is, and it doesn't really matter how you end, that they're both brachot of Ga'al Yisrael. Not true. Because the pasuk is b'chalek between chesed and emunah. And chesed is a reference to things that have happened. Things such as Yitziat Mitzrayim, the Kriyat Hayam, and so on, the Mon, the things that were done for us already. Emunah is a statement of belief in the future,
And it's the way in which you, and indeed that's reflected in the bracha. You talk about the way in which we can be saved from the goliyot and the malchiyot, and so on and so forth. So you cannot change those brachot. Now the question is, what does it mean, lo yatsa? Lo yatsa what? Lo yatsa the bracha? But you didn't say the bracha. What do you mean, lo yatsa the bracha? Because of that, some tiny, that lo yatsa means that even though we said brachot are not ma'akot, when it came to Kriyat Shema, and they're not miyus sadot dafka on Kriyat Shema, that's the opening brachot. But the closing brachot are in fact miyus sadot on Kriyat Shema, and you would have to say Kriyat Shema over again with the correct emet. That's how some learn. Others learn that as opposed to the other brachot, in which the only thing that's really important, according to most Rishonim, is the actual wording of the bracha, meaning of the Baruch Atah Hashem part. All the other stuff that you put in is neither here nor there. And that's where we find many shinuim luscha'ot between different edot and so on. But not in the chatimot. Rather in the long part which you're discussing, the inyanei shevach, the concepts of the bracha, because they're not important. But here, the part, even though they don't both say Baruch Atah Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and you might think, and they both begin with Emet, and you might think, okay, that's the point. I said my Baruch of Emet Gaal Yisrael. What is the difference whether I spoke about what was or what's to come? Since over here was Miusat specifically, in terms of morning and evening, the difference between Chesed and Emunah, this is an unusual case, and here you would not be Yotzi the Baruch, and that's a Chiddush. V'yomer Rabba Barkinin Asava Mishmeid Rab, Hamitzpalel, Kishuhu Korea Bevaruch, the kriya that one does in tefillah is done at the word baruch. That's when one bows and one stands up with the reading of the shem Hashem. Omar Shmuel, my time of the Rav, tichtiv Hashem zokev kefufi. So as you see, the shem of Hashem is there to uplift you. Meitve, does it not say in the pasuk mipnei shemi nichatu, which implies because of my name he is bent over? Now wait a minute, it doesn't say bishmi. It says, Mipnei Shemi. In other words, before saying the shame, you should show your hachna'ah to the shame. But at the shame itself, we have Hashem, so gave kufufim. Omar Leish Shemuel Lechia Barab, Bor Urian, son of a great man, Ta'ata Imelach Amiltim Al Yatar Ata Amar Avuch, let me tell you some of the things your dad used to say. One of the things was, Kishu Korea Korea Bevaruch, Kishu Zokev, Zokev Beshem. Reb Sheshes Ki Kora, when Reb Sheshes would be Korea, he was Kora Kechizra, he would be like a stick. In other words, one shot, rapid bending, but Ki Kazakiv, Zakiv Kechivya. But when he was coming up, he came up slowly, Rashi says like a snake, in other words, lifting his head first, and then the rest of his body would come up. The Gro actually says exactly the opposite, like a snake, because a snake, in order to expose its eyes, wants to be able to see you, hold its head down, even while the rest of its body is up, so you get a good view of you. And therefore, even though you're getting up, you should still keep that snake-like look, because you want to show some level of hachna, even at the Amida. V'yomar Rabba Barchinin Atzaba Mishmein Rab, Kol HaShana Kula Adam Mitpalel Ha'el HaKadosh, Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, which is the normal Nusach of the Bracha. But when it comes to the Asara Yamim Shebein Rosh HaShana V'yom HaKiburim, there you have to say Melech. So you have HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. By the way, there are many who had the Girsa in Kol HaShana Kula, not Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, but HaEl Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. In which case the issue was the Shinoi in both cases between mentioning Malchut or not mentioning Malchut. And that led to differences in understanding Halacha L'maaseh of the Gemara. Because indeed Melech may be Ma'akev. But if you say Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, then it's not ma'akev, it's associated with HaMelech HaMishpat. Again, that's for our halacha discussion, but you should keep in mind that this girsa not everyone has. Rabbi Elazar Amir, Afilu Amar HaEl HaKadosh Yatsa, even during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, you see that the Torah defines that period by using the word HaEl HaKadosh, because it says Vayigba Hashem Tzvakot BaMishpat. V'ha'el HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzedakah, which means that at the same time that Hashem Tzvakot is Govoa B'Mishpat, when is that? Imatai Vayigba Hashem Tzvakot B'Mishpat. Obviously, the time of Mishpat of the year is Elu Atzara Yamim, Shemi Rosh Hashanah V'ad Yom HaKippurim. Nonetheless, in that very pasuk says, V'ha'el HaKadosh Nikdash B'Tzedakah, which means that there's nothing wrong with not saying Mishpat. My Avi Allah, so what's the bottom line, Halacha? Om Rav Yosef Ha'el HaKadosh, Umelech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, all year round. There's a machlokas apostle whether he means lechatchila, even during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, or your Yotzei. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh, VaHaMelech HaMishpat, VeHilchata Kirabba. The Amar Rabba Barchina Nasaba Mishmei Derav. Kosh Efshar Lo Levakesh Rachamim Al Chaveros is an amazing chiddush. If a person has in his hands to be Mevakesh Rachamim for someone, a friend, obviously not, you're not responsible for the whole world, Ve'eno Mevakesh, and doesn't use his power of tefillah, Nikra Chote. Now he is considered to be a Chote, Shenemar. We find that Shmuel says to Klal Yisrael, Gamanochi Chalila Li Mechato LaHashem, Mechado Li Yitpalel Ba'atchem, even though you're seeking my replacement, Chas V'Sholom, that I wouldn't be Mitzpalel for you, I will continue to care about you. So he said, Mechato LaHashem. So apparently, he considers this to be a Chet, Shmuel. Omar Rava im Talmid Chacham, if the person who requires your tefillot is a Talmid Chacham, tzarich she'chaleatzmo alav, should make yourself sick over it, meaning that you should be so involved, the tzar of this individual, that you should yourself, some learn this means you should see yourself as the one who is ill. There was being mitpalel for him as if you are the chole, rather than he being the chole. My time, what makes you say that? Is it because it says that when Shaul, in having one of his paranoid fits, accuses everybody of plotting against him and says to them, you're all in cahoots with this Ben Yishai character, Vein cholemi kemalai, nobody's sick over it for me, or nobody's goleat azni, nobody tells me what's going on. I mean, maybe that's only because he's a king, and for a king you have responsibility to indeed make yourself sick over him. Actually, it's from David, not Shaul, in which David says, these guys are so rotten. They search for my destruction. When they were ill, I put on sackcloth to be mispalel for them. And I made myself miserable with taniot and so on. This is a payback. No good deed is ever unpunished. V'yomer Rav Barchina Nasaba Mishmei Derav. Kol ha'oseh devar avera umitbayesh lo, mochalim lo hakol avanuta. Anybody who had done an avera and himself is mitbayesh of that avera, not for people, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of his sins are nimchal. Sometimes all of his sins mean each sin that he's mitbayesh on. However, the raya is clearly not like that, and it means literally all of his sins are forgiven. Shinema leman tiskriu bosht, because it says so that you should remember and be embarrassed. V'lo yelach ot pitchon peh mipnei klimatech, you'll be so miserable that you can't even justify yourself any longer and rationalize any longer. And how does the pasuk end? B'kafri lach l'chol asher asit, I will be mechaper on you on everything that you did. Nu'um Hashem Elokim. Now there, of course, it could mean a separate lusha for each sin. But l'maisa the Gemara is docheh this pasuk. Why? Because Dilma Tzibor Shani, a Tzibor may be different. And that you were trying to say an individual who is mitbayesh on his sin. Where do we see that? Elami Hacha. Vayomer Shmuel El Shana. Now remember that Shaul did a great sin in going to a soothsayer, which is prohibited al pitayra. And he went to raise the soul of Shmuel from the dead. And Shmuel says to him, why are you doing this? So Shaul says, look, I'm in an impossible position. Sarli Ma'od. The plishtem enel chamim bi, Hashem saw me alai, God has turned away from me. V'lo ananiyodi, will not respond to my inquiries any longer. Gam biyad ha-neviyim, gam b'chalomot, none of the neviyim will get a neviyas from him about this issue. There's no dreams coming in on this issue. All communication has been cut off. Now the maisa, there's one source of communication that wasn't cut off. The Urim V'Tumim, he doesn't mention. Why did he mention the Urim V'Tumim? Because he was too embarrassed to mention the Urim V'Tumim. Because he had killed off no Vira Kohanim. Was he going to mention the Urim V'Tumim? What am I, a jerk? Yeah, God doesn't speak to me in the Urim V'Tumim. No kidding. Okay, so I know. So he himself was already mitbayesh. He didn't want to mention it. So, and ve'ekra alecha, so I had to call you. Lo di'eni ma'ay said, tell me what I should do. V'ilu Urim V'Tumim lo kohanim. I didn't say anything about the Urim V'Tumim. Why? Mishum dekat lo no Vira Kohanim. Now, how do we know that Lamaisa Hashem forgave him? And forgave him for everything, including this iser of She'elah Ba'ot, which is why it is not mashma that you need to be mitbayesh on each chet. So why is this? Because how do we know that it was mochul? Shenema, because we find that the answer that Shmuel gave to Shaul was that he will be together, machar ata uvanecha imi. Tomorrow you and your children will be with me. And what does that mean? V'amar Yochanan, imi b'mechitzati. You will be with me in Gan Eden. Because you're dead. But that means you're going to be in Gan Eden. So in other words, apparently he was mochul. Because otherwise he wouldn't get to be in the mechitz of Shmuel.
I got good news for you. I got bad news.
Richie, it's so wonderful having you. We wish you would come every day. It's really great. What a pleasure. I knew I wasn't wrong. You just forget sometimes. Nah, come on, Richie's fine. Rabbon and Amri Mehochar. Rabbon and say, we know that he was forgiven. Because it says, V'hoka'anum la'ashem b'givat Sha'ul b'chir Hashem. Now this is a little bit crazy. The Givonim are saying, okay, give us 7 sons of Shaul's children, hang them up to the Lord in Givat Sha'ul, the God's choice. You want to kill him, and you want to kill his children, you're saying b'chir Hashem. Obviously that b'chir Hashem did not come from the Givonim. So what does that mean? B'chir Hashem, obviously Yastabat Kol V'Yamra B'chir Hashem. That is an addition that came from outside. So the Givonim, while they are saying it's this stinker who ruined our lives by killing Novir HaKohanim, and in killing Novir HaKohanim, the Gemara says he took away our Parnasa, because we used to be the water drawers for Novir HaKohanim, and since then we haven't got any jobs, and it's all his fault. And yet, the pasuk ends, B'chir Hashem, not going to be broken, said he's forgiven. Now, if this is the Raya, then it would turn out that indeed it could be that only on Novir HaKohanim was forgiven. Taina. Because the B'chir Hashem was to undo the impact of the Taina of the Givonim.
Is the difference between
Avera
and
Avonis? Not true. Omer Abu ben Zutrati, Omer B'yuta bar Zvida, Bikshu likboa parshat Balak b'Kriyat Shema. Actually, it wasn't only the Aseret HaDibrot that they wanted to put into Kriyat Shema and then decided it's not a good idea. They wanted to have the Parsha of Balak there. The reason they didn't is because it's too long. It's too long. Now, why would they want to put in Balak there? My time. In other words, to show that it's part of the Shevach and Yitzhak Mitzrayim. There's lots of parshas that mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim. You could talk about Parshat Ribid. You could talk about Parshat Mishkalot. I mean, it says Yitzhak Mitzrayim there. Elom Rabbi Yosef Barabin, you know why? It's Bishum Dichtiv Bahaikra. Because it speaks about the ultimate achievement of Klal Yisrael in conquering all of their enemies, and that's similar to the idea of Bishok Bechol Kumecha. So you have you were Kora Shachav, and then Miyekimenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now they will be making Klal Yisrael, so together with Bishok Bechol Kumecha, you should read this too. Which of course is a strong indication of the relationship of Gula to Kriyat Shema we're talking about all along, that even the concept of Shechiva and Kima relates to the process of Gula. That already is the ultimate in the Gula and Kriyat Shema relationship that we've seen throughout the parak. So, okay, but why can't you just say that pasuk? I mean, the problem is it's too long, so don't say the whole thing, just say part of it. So, v'leima hai tzukah v'tulo, no. Kimiri kol parash de paska Moshe Rabbeinu paskinan, de lo paska Moshe Rabbeinu lo paskinan. We're not koveya, the reading of a parasha that is not a parasha. A parasha is defined in the Torah graphically, there's a reason that's defined that way, and you don't select pieces of text. You say the parasha as it is.
That last pasuk in the Ashrei that we had?
It's a lot of problems, because what do you do with Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. What do you do with the whole, I mean, there's an entire 2-minute thing that we say, which is a collection of sukkah, right? That's so important before Ashrei. Yeah, but that's not a Kriya. The concept of yours, Kriyat Shema, that's the idea. In other words, Kriyat Shema, as opposed to saying over Shirot V'Tishpachot, is a halacha of parashot in the Torah that need to be said over. So if we were going to be koveya parashot in the Torah as part of that kriya, like we were for tzitzit, we would be koveya the Aseret HaDibrot. Read them. Not say them. Read them. So here the idea is, okay, so read over Parashat Balak. Otherwise it's just time to be maskeret. We're not being maskeret in Yonim in the Takana of Kriyat Shema. That's why it's called Kriyat Shema. It's a dinim Kriyat. We're not going to be Kodeya Parashot for Kriyat that aren't Pasuk Al Pi Moshe Rabbeinu.
Is that suggested it should be said with Shema?
Mm-hmm. That's a separate question. But that's really a Megillah question.
Probably part of why you have to hear it also, what you're saying, right? Because it's Korea, you have to hear it, as opposed to...
All to be discussed coming up quite very soon. So, why then Parashat Tzitzit? Parashat Tzitzit, b'pnei makavua, why did we set aside Parashat Tzitzit? Om Rav Yirabar Chaviva, b'pnei sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim. It's got five very important issues that are interrelated. We've got the mitzvah of Tzitzit. We've got Yitziat Mitzrayim. We've got the general Ol HaMitzvot, Asitevet Kol Mitzvotai. We also have the importance, amazing, because we started off with Taromet HaMinim. Well, it turns out one of the reasons we say Tzitzit is because it talks about Dat Minim. It's Doche, the Dat of Minim, in the Lo Totoru, as we'll see. It has in it Inyonim of Yirhur Avera, and has in it Inyonim of Yirhur Avodazara. Now look, I understand the first three. I mean, Hanitzvot are Mefurash, I mean, all mitzvot. It says, Ritemotos Chatemet Kol Mitzvot Hashem. I mean, Tzitzit, obviously, Yerasulem Tzitzit. I mean, Yitziat Mitzrayim, Nyah, Nyah, Anok Hashem, that's the Asher Otzei Diyotche. But Dat Minim, Yirhur Avera, Yirhur Avodazara, where do you get that from? Minawa. Etanya, Acharei Levavchem Zuminut. V'chein Omer Amar Naval V'libo Ein Elohim. We see that the idea of rejecting God comes from the heart, surprisingly, not from the brain. So in other words, because of the fact that you desire to be free of God, you have determined that He doesn't exist. Acharei Einechem, to follow your eyes, Zehir V'Avera. This is actually Inyanim of Avera, meaning sexual attraction. Shnemar Vayomer Shimshon El Aviv, Otak Kachli, Ehi Yishara Be'inai. So someone who thinks, who fantasizes, would be over on Lo Taturu Acharei Enichem. Asher Atem Zonim, Znut always refers to Avodah Zarah. Zehir Hur Avodah Zarah, V'cheinu Omer Vayiznu Acharei HaBa'alim. So to turn aside, to follow the Ba'alim, is the elements of Avodah Zarah. So part of Kriyat Shema, of course we're talking here about the Masechet Emunah, part of Kriyat Shema deals with what it is that fills a person's mind. And therefore very much ties into the beginning of the stuff of Taromet HaMinim. We'll save our mission for tomorrow, since it opens up the whole beautiful next stuff.